Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos with lesson number 4. We're still in the first perek with the last two Mishnayos of the first perek, Mishnah 7 and 8, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches of Maseches Shviyos. We're still focusing in this perek upon the laws of plowing during the sixth year, in the period of time known as Tosefes Shviyos, before Shemitah, before the seventh year. And we learned that plowing is not permissible, is only permissible up until certain points during the sixth year, and for a stay ilon, a field which is defined as a field for trees, it's permissible to plow an entire beisah, an entire field of 50 by 50 amos, up until Shavuos, Ad Atzeres, according to Beis Hillel. A stay ilon is defined either as a field in which there are three adult mature trees bearing, producing a crop of significant size, a crop of Kikar Dvelo Shel Shishim Mona. Then it's permissible to plow the entire field up until Shavuos for the benefit of those existing trees. After Shavuos, the plowing would be viewed as plowing preparatory to planting during Shemitah and would not be permitted, at least not at the stage of history that our perek is discussing. We also learned yesterday in the Mishnah Vav that in a situation where there are 10 saplings, not fully matured ilanot trees, but 10 netiot, we'll see the definition of netios today, in a field of beisah with 10 saplings, 10 netios scattered throughout, you're permitted to plow the entire beisah up until Rosh Hashanah, which is a special leniency, so to speak, for a field of Esa Netios. Now, we're learning in Mishnah Zayin about another type of plant, neither a mature tree nor a Netia, a sapling, but rather Deluim, which usually is translated as gourds, G-O-U-R-D-S, a type of a squash or a type of a melon. I'll explain a little bit more technically about the definition of dala'as or diluin in the Mishnah. But first, let's get the idea behind this Mishnah. This Mishnah says, yes, we require 10 netios scattered throughout the field in order to be able to plow right up until Rosh Hashanah. But an additional leniency is that if you have not 10 netios, but let's say 6 netios, and you also have 4 diluim, 4 of these squash or gourd plants, mitstarfin letoch beisa. So if you have 6 netios plus 4 diluim, as long as the majority of 10 is netios, is saplings or trees, then the diluim can be added to make the number 10. This is how the Yerushalmi explains that it's not enough to have 3 netios and 7 diluim, or even 5 and 5, but rather 6 netios. Then 4 diluim would add to the 10, and mitstarfin letoch beisa, and you could plow the entire field for the benefit of the 6 netios and the 4 diluim right up until Rosh Hashanah. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol asara deluim leveisa chorshim kol beisa at Rosh Hashanah. Even if you don't have 6 netios, in fact, even if you have no netios, wouldn't make a difference. The permissibility of plowing up until Rosh Hashanah is not only given for 10 saplings, but is even given for 10 deluim, 10 gourd plants. And you can plant them up until Rosh Hashanah. The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So there's a special heter given for diluim. I'd like to introduce you to a source that I use from time to time in these lectures. I use them more extensively for other purposes, but in terms of these lectures, we don't go all that deeply into the understanding of the Mishnah. There is a gentleman in Eretz Yisrael, a great Talmud Chacham, who was also an expert on all matters of agriculture, botany, horticulture, etc. His name is Yehuda Felix. Felix Pei Lamed Yud Kuf Samach. And he has a masterful translation and commentary upon the Yerushalmi of Masechta Shviyos and also upon the Mishnah of Masechta Shviyos. And it's been published and republished over the years, different editions. The edition I have in front of me was published by the publisher called Reuven Mas Mem Samach for the year of Shemitah Tovshin Mem Zayin, which works out roughly to 1986-87. As an expert in botany, he points out a very interesting thing. Nowadays, the words that we find in the Mishnah, Diluim V'Kishuim, are used to refer to all matters of pumpkins and the squash and even watermelons and all other types of melons, etc. And he gives a Latin name for the contemporary usage of the words diluim v'kishuim. However, he maintains that those types of fruits which are available today in Eretz Yisrael and which we buy in all the markets are not indigenous the Middle East. In fact, they originate in America, in the Western Hemisphere, and they made their way to the Middle East. He maintains, quote, Hadala'as shebesifrut chazal, the plant known as dala'as, or in this case of this Mishnah, diluim, which we find in the literature of our sages in the time of the Mishnah and Talmud, is identical to a tzemach which is called karo, kuf resh aleph in Aramaic, which we find the Gemara often references to the karo plant, and in Arabic also karo. This was a very prevalent plant, a vegetable, a fruit in ancient times, and there were various subspecies. It was always planted in the beginning of the summer, let's say late Shavuos time or a little later, and would become ripe and harvestable during the course of the summer. So it became especially important to make sure that these plants could survive their season, which was a summer season. And this was all done during the sixth year. And that's why we will see various leniencies for mikshaot umidlaot, for patches, gardens which contain these fruits or vegetables. He says that the scientific name of the vegetable called dala'as is Lageneria vulgaris, Lageneria, vulgaris, V-U-L-G-A-R-I-S. In popularly, this is called dala'as habakbuk, the dala'as which looks like a bottle. It's shaped like a bottle. And so the German name for this plant, dala'as, the dala'as of Chazal, is a flaschenkurbis, a kind of a gourd which is shaped like a bottle. In English, this is called a calabash gourd, C-A-L-A-B-A-S-H, calabash, gourd, G-O-U-R-D. So you can't confuse the Mishnaic term diluim with the contemporary use of the word dala'as as a pumpkin or whatever. So that's what we're speaking about here, a calabash gourd. Just interesting note, I figured you want to be educated a little bit into the important areas of botany, for which we have to thank various modern scholars for educating us about. The Mishnah now continues in Mishnah Ches with another question related back to Mishnah Vov. In Mishnah Vov we learned, seems there's no question about what a diluim are. Diluim are diluim are diluim. And therefore, if there are 10 diluim according to Rosh Hashanah Galil, you can plow the entire field right up until Rosh Hashanah because it's so necessary to plow and to bring as much moisture as possible to these diluim plants which grow during the summertime of the sixth year. But netios, a sapling, well, when is a tree no longer a sapling but a full-fledged mature tree? Ad emosai nikru netios. How long is a recent planting have until it's no longer considered a netia, but rather is considered a full-grown tree? So we have various opinions. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer ad sheyocholu, until they become chulin, until they are no longer sacred, but they are rather ordinary trees. What does that mean? We know that when a tree is planted for during the first 3 years, it is not permissible, min haTorah, to derive benefit from these trees, and it's called orla for those 3 years. During the fourth year, the tree is called netaravai, meaning the fruit of the tree of the fourth year after it's planted are considered sacred like ma'aser sheni, and have to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or they have to be redeemed for money, and the money taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. So Rabbi Elazar ben Zariah says that until the time when these peros become chulin, when they become totally chulin in the fifth year, in the fourth year they're subject to redemption, they're not totally chulin. So in the fifth year, they're already no longer called netios. However, others say that Achiacholu means until they are susceptible to being redeemed, meaning until the fourth year. If they're not redeemed, then in the fifth year, they become chulin on their own accord. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So for 5 years, the planted tree is a sapling, a netiyah, and 10 of those netiyos warrant, justify, permit plowing right up until Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year. Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, till the end of the sixth year. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Bas Sheva Shonim. Rabbi Yehuda says more, you have 7 years. The Tosefta says that Rabbi Yeshua is referring specifically to olive trees, which take longer to mature than other trees. So 7 years. However, Rabbi Akiva, of course the halacha in such a situation is like Rabbi Akiva against Chaveiro, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and his other Chaver, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Akiva says, Netiyah Kishma, Netiyah, nobody knocking your brains out what Netiyah means. Fourth year, fifth year, seventh year, Netiyah means a Netiyah. Everybody knows what a sapling is. Various interpretations here, but the Rambam says, what people call Netiyah, that's Netiyah. You go out in the street, people who are agriculturally informed, and ask them, is this an Elon or is it a Netiyah? And they'll tell you it's Netiyah. As long as it's called Netiyah, 10 of them allow you to plow the entire Beis Saw for their benefit of the 10 Netiyos up until Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah concludes, Elon Shen Nigmam. The word Nigmam means a tree which is totally cut down to the ground. Well, you just trimmed it, so all that's left is a small stump protruding from the ground. That's Elon Shen Nigmam. But there's still something protruding, an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches protruding from the ground, and now branches are coming out from this stump. So Elon Shen Nigmam, an Elon which has been cut near to the ground, Vahotzi Chalifim, and now it's producing branches are coming out of the stump. So Mitefach ulemato, if these branches are coming from the lowermost tefach, the tefach, in other words, nothing is left except a stump, which is less than a tefach. A tefach is roughly 3 inches, let's say. So if it's only 1 inch protruding from the ground and a little branch is coming out of that 1 inch, that's a netiyah. That's like a new tree, a netiyah. Mitefach ulemailo, if above, let's say a tefach is 3 inches, so above 3 inches from the ground, there's still a stump, and from there the branches are protruding. Ki'ilon, that's considered not a new tree, but an old tree. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, and the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. This, the Meforshim here say that this rule, although we're looking at it with reference to the halachas of Tosefes Shviyas, whether you can or cannot plow an entire field for the benefit of these various situations, but these rules also apply to Orla, so that if the stump is more than a tefach protruding from the ground and branches are coming out of that stump, you don't have to look at this as a new tree for which you now have to wait 3 years before you can deal with it in any way. It's Orla. However, if it's less than 3 inches from the ground, less than a tefach from the ground, the stump, then any branch that comes out of that would have to be considered a new tree, and you have to count the years of Orla all over again. The Mefarshim, the Rash, and Bartanura say that this Mishnah applies not only to the laws of Tosefes Shviyas, but also to the laws of Orlo. Like everything else, there's more to be discussed about the relationship of Shvius to Orlo, but we won't do that now. Instead, we will conclude lesson number 4, and in the process, we have concluded the first perek of Maseches Shvius.